I'm Petty Officer Santiago Navarro on this edition of the AFN Naples Report. Major General Pat Ryder, press briefing, and General C.Q. Brown Jr. visits Israel. Pentagon Press Secretary, Air Force Major General Pat Ryder, addressed the press on the Greek ship NV Sounion recently. The Greek oil tanker was traveling from Iraq to Greece and was carrying roughly 1 million barrels of crude oil when it was attacked by Houthi rebel vessels recently. The ship, currently sitting in the Red Sea, has since caught fire and is believed to be leaking oil, presenting both a navigational and environmental hazard to its surrounding environments. Here is Major General Pat Ryder speaking about the MV Sounion.
Although the Houthis have claimed that they're conducting these attacks in support of the Palestinian people, their actions prove to the contrary. In fact, these are simply reckless acts of terrorism which continue to destabilize global and regional commerce, put the lives of innocent civilian mariners at risk, and imperil the vibrant maritime ecosystem in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden, the Houthis' own backyard. U.S. Central Command continues to actively monitor the situation and is coordinating with other maritime partners in the region to determine how best to assist the vessel and mitigate the potential environmental impact.
Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General C.Q. Brown Jr., followed through with plans to travel to Israel recently, despite an exchange of live fire between the Israeli Defense Forces and the Lebanese Hezbollah that took place on the same day. General Brown traveled to Israel as part of a three-country visit throughout the Middle East, with a particular focus on Tel Aviv. During his visit, General Brown met with high-ranking officials, including Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, and discussed various topics, including Israel having the means to defend itself and the vital need for humanitarian assistance to reach Gaza residents. Seaman Chance Hansen will now read a statement made by General Brown's office following his Tel Aviv visit.
The message I carried coming into the region was to deter a broader conflict, and I think by going to all three countries, particularly by going to Israel after the day's events, it sends a pretty strong message.
To listen to Major General Pat Ryder's press briefing, please visit DivitsHub.net. And to read more on General C.Q. Brown Jr.'s visit to Israel, please visit defense.gov. That's your AFN Naples Report. I'm Petty Officer Santiago Navarro.